Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are finishing off the second parak of Maseches Erevin. Today we're going to be learning Parak Beis Mishnah Hay and Parak Beis Mishnah Vav. In Parak Beis Mishnah Gimel, the Chachamim drew a distinction between a non-residential place of inhabitants, such as a garden or a karpave, versus a residential area, such as a courtyard, and so on. The Chachamim said that carrying in a non-residential area, even when enclosed by complete mechitzas, by complete walls, is not allowed if it measures more than 2 beis sa'ah, while carrying in a residential area is always permitted, no matter how large it is. Now we're going to learn a few other opinions, a few other shittos in this regard. It says the Mishnah about Omar, Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba. Additionally, Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba said, Hagina v'hakarpev shehin shivim ama v'shirayim al shivim ama v'shirayim. In the case of a garden or a karpev that is 70 amos and a little bit more, by 70 amos and a little bit more, which is about 2 besa, mukefes gader gavoha asara tfachim, and is surrounded by a fence that is 10 tfachim high, metaltalin besocha, you may carry in it, uvilvat shehe bash shomira o beistira o shite semucha la'ir. That you're allowed to carry in it only if there is a watchman's booth or any sort of dwelling inside of it, or if it is near the town, in which case it is used for residential purposes, and therefore you can carry within it. However, according to this opinion, the size limit of 2 beis sa'ah applies to a residential area, meaning to say, carrying even in a fully enclosed residential area is not allowed if it measures more than 2 beis sa'ah, according to this opinion. And as far as our non-residential areas, according to this opinion of Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, it is always forbidden to carry, no matter how small it is. The next Tana basically agrees with Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, but has a broader definition of what is considered residential. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Afilu ein ba'ela bor v'shiach u'ma'ara metaltalin besocha. That even if the garden or the karpiv has only a pit or a ditch or some sort of a vault, like a hole in the ground in which rainwater is gathered, in any of these situations, says Rabbi Yehuda, metaltalin besocha, you can carry within it. Now we're going to have a third opinion. Now this third opinion is really going to be the same opinion that we learned in Mishnah Gimel. Rabbi Akiva Om, Rabbi Akiva says, Afilu ein ba'achas mikol elu mitaltzlin besocha. Even if it does not contain any of these things, and therefore it's not residential at all, you can still carry in it. Uvavachi boshivim ama v'shirayim al shivim ama v'shirayim. For out of that, it is not more than 70 amos in a fraction, but 70 amos in a fraction, meaning, according to Rabbi Akiva, it is a non-residential area, and therefore it is there's a size limit. It has to be a beis sa'ah. It has to be this 70 and two-thirds by 70 and two-thirds amos, and carrying in a residential area is permitted no matter how large it is. Again, like the Chachamim said in Parak Beis Mishnah Gimel. Now we're going to talk about a quick machlokas in which both sides agree, like we just said, that carrying in a non-residential area is permitted if it is 2 beis sa'ah or smaller. The question though is, what shape it must have been in order for it to measure the 2 beis sa'ah. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Rabbi Lezer says, Im haya arka yosar al rachba filu ama. Achas, that if its length is more than its width by even one ama, in matalzalim besocha, then you can't carry in it, because carrying in a non-residential area of this size is only allowed if it is a square. It has to be a square for you to carry in a non-residential area. Rabbi Yossi disagrees and says, no, afilu arka pishnayim berachba matalzalim besocha, that even if it is a rectangle, even if it's double, one side is double the other side, it's fine, as long as even if its length is twice as long as its width, you can still carry in it, according to the opinion of Reb Yossi. Continuing now with Parak Beis Mishnah Vav, as we discuss yet another opinion regarding the size of this enclosed garden or karpave in which carrying is permitted on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Amar Rabbi Eloi says, Shamati me Rabbi Eliezer, I learned from Rabbi Eliezer that you're allowed to carry in an enclosed garden or karpave, afilu hi kebeis core, even if it is as large as a base core, which is approximately 30 beis sa'ah. Now, this is the fourth opinion regarding the size of an enclosed non-residential area in which carrying is permitted. So just to quickly recap the four opinions that we learned. Opinion number one, which we just said, the opinion of Rabbi Eli, that carrying is permitted as long as it is not larger than one beis kar, which is approximately 75,000 square amos. Opinion number two is the Chachamim, like we learned previously, which was that it may not be more than two beis sa'ah. Opinion number three was the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, that the maximum is 70 2/3 and 70 2/3, which again is similar to the opinion of the Chachamim. And the fourth opinion that we said was of Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava and Rabbi Yehuda in Mishnehei, which held that carrying is never allowed in a non-residential area of any size. So that was, in terms of that, four opinions. What kind of non-residential areas may you put mechitzos around, if you can ever put mechitzos around a non-residential area? Now, having mentioned one ruling by Rabbi Eli in the name of Rabbi Eliezer, the Mishnah is now going to discuss two more rulings in the name of Rabbi Eli in the name of Rabbi Eliezer. Now, the first question is going to be regarding Erev Chatzer, as the Mishnahs are going to continue discussing in Maseches Erevin. Now, the halacha is that if several houses are open into one common Chatzer, then it is usur on Shabbos to carry from the Chatzer into any of the houses, or from any of the houses into the Chatzer, unless the owners of all the houses join in what we refer to as a Ruve Chatzeros, where all the homeowners must participate in the Erev. They have to participate and they have to contribute to some sort of food that unites all of the homes in that particular Chatzer. Even if one of them fails to unite in the Erev Chatzeros, then it is not going to work. However, as we're about to see, this problem can be solved, to some extent at least, if the person who didn't do it says, even on Shabbos, that he gives up his right to use the Chatzer. It then becomes allowed for anyone to carry in and out of the other houses, and Rabbi Eli states in the name of Rabbi Eliezer how the house of that person should be treated. It says the Mishnah, V'chein shamati memenu, I also heard from Rabbi Eliezer, an she chatzer shech shachach echad mehem. Velo Erev, that if the members of a courtyard of a chatzer formed an Erev, and one of them forgot to join in the Erev, but then he basically gave up his rights in the courtyard, it is still usur for him to carry in and out of his house, avalahem mutter, but it is allowed for them to carry in and out of his house. So it's all a matter of he can't, but they can. Now, there's a third halacha now that we're going to learn in the name of Rabbi Eli, the name of Lazar. V'chein shemati menu, and I also, says Rabbi Eli, heard from Rabbi Eliezer, sheyotzin ba'akravanin ba'pesach, that we can fulfill the obligation to eat maran pesach with akravanin, with like this bitter vegetables whose leaves were shaped like scorpions, however, as the Bartenor points out. We don't allow a person to eat mar on Pesach with this akravanin. It would not allow him to fulfill his obligation on Pesach. As the Mishnah continues to say, Rabbi Eli concludes, V'chizarti, I'll call Talmidav uvikashti li chavar, that I went around to all of Rabbi Eliezer's students and searched for someone who had also heard these three rulings from him, v'lo matzasi, but I didn't hear anyone who heard any of them from him. So quick review. So first we had four opinions in the Mishnayos regarding how we treat a non-residential area. Can you have some sort of an enclosed mechitza around it or not? Again, we already went through those four opinions in our Mishnayos. And then our Mishnah concluded by discussing two additional things that we learned, that Rabbi Eli learned from Rabbi Eliezer. Number one was that if a members of a courtyard formed an Erev, one of them forgot to join the Erev, and then basically gave up his rights in the courtyard from entering and leaving his house, so it is still also for him to carry in and out of his house, but it is certainly permitted for them to carry in and out of his house. And then the third ruling was regarding maror. Can you use the akravanin on this bitter vegetable as maror? He said yes, but it was seemed pretty unclear whether anyone actually holds like that, and it seems to be that we don't hold that way when it comes to maror on Pesach. Have a great day.